This is D&D Encounters, Council of Spiders, and this is week six. This is the third and final encounter of chapter two. This is going to be most likely a pretty short session. It's predominantly role-playing and skill checks. In fact, a lot of the skill checks are not even necessary. It even says, you know, the DM can have the players roll skill checks if they deem it's necessary, but rely on the role-playing storytelling.
And we got human lie detectors over here.
Yeah, exactly. So I know that we're consistent here, but can you guys go around and tell me who you're playing, starting with Chris, please?
Okay, Lael, drow rogue blackguard.
Sindrina, female drow thief.
Billy, resin, male drow druid protector.
Naomi, Brazilian, female drow, cleric, goddess, priestess.
Awesome. Okay, so in the previous encounters, your characters have been working for a cohort of three factions. There was House Malarn, House Zalorin, and the Brigadareth. You guys are all Brigadareth faction, so that certainly made some of the decision-making a lot easier for you. Over the last two encounters, you have rescued Hashtar, or as we've been calling him, hashtag Zalorin, from the evil Council of Spiders, who are a group of male wizards trying to not only support Lost's idea of creating the Demon Weave, but they want to see the males get access to the ruling council, which, of course, none of the priestesses are really too wild about. And they basically kidnapped hashtag in order to try and entice the other houses to rescue him and try and set off a internal civil war, having the houses fight each other over this new Demon Weave. So you guys had secret objective from Rokalar, your Brigadareth dude, to plant evidence in the Council of Spiders hideout to make it look like House Malarn was aligned with them, which you guys did. And not only that, you managed to convince Hashtar that that's how things were, and he's pretty much on board until he's got another reason. Considering it was his house that was doing all the bad stuff, he's pretty easy convinced that, you know, in the absence of another group, blame Malarn. So, last week's encounter ended with you guys bringing Hashtar back to the other two, the priestess from Malarn and the guy from Brigadareth, and then they were like, okay, well, you know, the craft about to hit the fan. How do we want to handle this? Because up until now, these three groups have shown a pretty successful alliance, and there's a pretty good chance that they would have continued success if they remain aligned, but if their objectives start to go in different directions, then an alignment may not be the best way for them to go. Okay, so does anyone have any questions?
Do we have a chance to talk to Rokalar with the other two here?
Not yet. You would have that during the course of as this plays out.
Okay.
Okay. So this was the teaser from the end of last week. So when you come before Ashalar, Hashtar, and Rokalar once more, this time in a large audience chamber in a mansion owned by Rokalar. We're just going to use this map. Actually, I think this is the map they provide. No, it's different. I brought the wrong map. Sorry. You're in his mansion. They listen with grave interest to your account of the deeds. When you're done, there's a long silence as the other drows ponder your words. And the priestess finally speaks. Well, it appears that we all have an important decision to make. If Menzel Branzen lies on the brink of a civil war, how do our houses respond?
What?
Oh, they're really intrigued by the Civil War thing.
Yeah, no, they love it. Civil War all around. Okay. So, I've been asked, it says here, summarize these key pieces of information, which I think we've already done, but a group of defiant priestesses represented by the Fen Talabar in the Shalabar outpost seek to undermine all attempts to create the Demon Weave in order to hold on to their own power. Okay, that has sort of been happening in the background, but... the Council of Spiders seeks male representation on the ruling council. and somebody is trying to provoke this tension in open civil war. Okay, so we sort of knew all that stuff. So it really comes down to like you guys. Obviously, your characters aren't in charge of these groups, but you will have some sway on their initial thoughts, if you will. Like these three people that you're interacting with aren't the head honchos, but they would have access to the head honchos. So if you can give them a convincing audience, then they'll bring that forward. So let's see here. So from what you know of these three leaders, this is what you would know coming into this conversation. So Ashala, the priestess of Malarn, she feels the defiant priestesses are correct. The way of law, established as the social order of Menzoberranzan for thousands of years, cannot be overturned even by Loth's current will. The Council of Spiders must be stopped, and if that means war, then so be it. She can also see a case for trying to exterminate the Council of Spiders, which would certainly launch Menzo into a civil war. Hoshtar believes the Council of Spiders has a valid point. If Lolth becomes the goddess of arcane magic, wizards who draw and help sustain the demon weave should possibly have representation on the ruling council. But he can also see a case for trying to exterminate any defiant priestesses, which would unfortunately also launch a civil war. And Rokalar does not express an initial position, only joking that civil war is good for mercenaries, but not so good for noble houses, and definitely not so good for House Baynard.
Trying to get me on the council.
Yeah, you love that.
Hell yeah, I'm special.
Roll a diplomacy check.
Hey, could I be on the council?
20! Holy. Actually, no, you know what? Depending on Billy, a 20 is now a 10. You failed.
Actually, I rolled a 7, 20.
Okay.
Legitimately.
27 on diplomacy. Get me on the council.
That is a 30.
I will help.
Okay. So what do each of your characters, what do you think each of your characters would do? Like, I suspect your arguments are probably all going to pretty much align just based on, you know, the way that it's been played out so far, but what do you think here?
How eco-unfriendly is Drow society in general?
In what way?
Like, not green.
This
like,
cleric, this.
I'm a druid.
This priestess?
I'm pro-nature.
Oh.
Hey, you don't touch
my dice, man. Mm. Although Billy was rolling some crits, man. He maybe give me the crit luck. 16 is better than I've been rolling. There is definitely a need for some natural magic. I mean, you're underground. Only a certain number of plants and stuff can grow, but they would still need, animals and plants would need to survive.
You're a fungus.
Not to mention, as mercenaries, you guys have obviously spent time on the surface, and the knowledge you've gained about the natural world above would potentially put you, give you a knowledge base that not many others would have, which would be powerful for you. That's knowledge you can always curtail into.
So you're male, but you're useful.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm useful because I'm male.
You're useless because you're male.
So the three leaders sort of start bickering a little bit. Like, at first they're all like, hey, what are we going to do? And then as they start to talk, it becomes clear that they're all sort of, they could go in either direction, but right now none of them seem to be lining up. So one minute Hoshtar is saying, like, no, it makes sense that the males have power if they're on the council. And then, but he's like,
how do the males?
Screw you.
But he's like, and then, at the same time he's like, well, if there are priestesses that want to just kill all the males because they're males, like, that's way too far. And then Ashala, the priestess, is like, we've got to uphold Lolth's will, and, we basically, we got to do the right thing, and then she's like, but if the males think they're getting powered, they're out of their mind. And so Rokalar is sort of playing both sides of it. He's like, there's a lot to be gained if the males come on into the, you know, like he's sort of playing both sides.
Does he have representation on a probationary basis?
Well, he's not proposing anything, you know, that specific. They're still sort of talking high level, but this is a point where Hashtar and Ashala would start arguing, and Rokalar, if you have questions for him directly, you can sort of like, you know, get him. So you were asking about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna piss him over. And while I'm talking to him, I'm gonna do it in hand signs while I'm talking to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm gonna basically be asking him the hand signs, like, so like, we planted the stuff, he obviously really believes it, but we saw that it was actually his house doing all the nasty. So how do you want us to play this? Like, how do you want us to work this?
He's like, He responds back just that there are bigger things in the works here, and if Malarn was to be exposed as being a part of this, there's many groups that could use that to their advantage. He's like, if you think that that's something that should be brought up here and now, then I think we could work with that. But he's like, if you guys don't want to risk the wrath of this priestess or her house by bringing this information forward, or you're worried that if it's proven that it's, like, really the risk is, if this information comes to light and they can prove that it's false, they're going to blame you guys, because you're the ones who, you know, you were the ones who were in the house, you were the ones who brought the information forward.
They ain't finding out shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, he sort of does it in such a way, like yeah, as if they're going to figure it out. Like, you guys are pros. You're level five.
Let's go with that.
I know you know what you're doing.
I like that one.
Yeah. So he's like, I'll back your plan. But he goes, I can't look like I'm coaching you in this. He goes, the priestess has asked you to weigh in on this decision. She genuinely wants to hear what you have to say. So he's like, you play it as you see fit.
Do it.
Will we have any of these gems or cloth left over from planting all the evidence?
It's up to you.
Okay, well, okay, we'll say we have a couple more, and I'll be going like,
found this.
I don't know how well this will help, but while we were looting the bodies, we did find some interesting gems and robes, and we did take a souvenir back for you. We were wondering if this will help any of you in identifying who it was.
Well, you would know. The insignias are pretty... It'd be like finding a, you know,
I feel like we did
a hockey logo or a football logo. Like, even though I'm not a football fan, I know what the New York Giants logo looks like, or the New York Yankees logo. It's like, that's what you got to think of with these drow insignias. They've been around for centuries, and they're very well known.
Yeah.
It's like we did a second sweep of the area, and we found something we didn't notice before.
We did a second sweep, and we noticed something rather interesting. Perhaps you could shed some light on this.
Second sweep of when? You've been here, like, since...
Okay.
Yeah. You ever heard?
Like, no,
we were just looking
I looked at my bag of evidence, and stuck in the bottom of the bag was this thing. I didn't notice before.
We were looking over the stuff. We were taking a closer look at our stuff, and we noticed something rather peculiar. Perhaps you could shed some light on this, priestess.
What is it?
Basically, a couple of the gems. Like, basically, we just grabbed the stuff.
It would be like,
we're basically saying, like,
probably jewelry of some sort.
Yeah, basically, we're just saying we grabbed the stuff, we didn't actually look at it, and now we're looking at it and saying, well...
We didn't have time.
Yeah.
We had to come talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a rush.
Okay. So, would that be a bluff?
Give me a bluff, yeah. Sure. And who's presenting it? You or Billy?
Me.
Or both?
22, both.
Okay. So she and Hashtag are bitching back and forth. And then you, excuse me, you know, and you give her this excuse. She gives it a once over, and she's like, where did you find that?
It was on many of the bodies. It was on all the jewels that we found on the bodies. They seem to have these insignias. We didn't have a chance to look at it until now because we had to bring Hashtag here as soon as possible. So we just noticed now.
It's like,
we didn't know. We're not detectives.
We like to stab things. We don't like to think.
No, in the previous game where I played, my character's background was detective.
Okay.
And so he's trying to bluff.
Trevor bluffed,
and I was like, I got this, like, because I had, like, a bonus to my perception and whatnot.
Yeah.
Rolled the one, I was like, I'm pretty sure he's telling the truth, trust me, I'm a detective.
Okay. So she, there's clearly a flash of recognition on it, and she's, says these, let's say it's like, a bracer or a bracelet, because I mean, if the men were wearing them, it would be something that males would wear.
Yeah.
So she's like, I recognize these. She goes, I've seen these worn by some of the drow nobles. She goes, usually the wizards. She goes, I thought you said, and she directs specifically to Naomi, I thought you said you didn't recognize anything from the noble houses.
Yeah, she didn't have the loot on her.
Yeah, you ordered us to take all the stuff.
Okay.
What he said, but I said.
Okay.
He's the greedy bastard.
Give me a bluff check.
He's the greedy bastard. He grabbed everything and.
Nine.
What was that? You're a chick, so you get a bonus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you're saying she succeeded? I don't need to use my dependent ability card. No, you're fine. Just let me know when you need to use it.
She's like, did you give it to her?
I'll give her like some, like I'll pour some of it into her hand, or whatever. But
yeah, she's gonna come over and take it. Like,
okay, fine.
No, she wants to examine. Like, yeah, she's not saying, I've got your loot. She's
here.
That bitch, she's stealing from us.
Okay. Stab her in the back.
You can tell, like, she looks at it, like, you know, thinks it up and sort of examines it, and it looks like she's looking for specific details.
It's a shitty mansion.
You know, like, probably. Is this real or is this a knockoff kind of thing?
Is this really happening?
She takes a couple of minutes and she's like, eventually, she goes,
okay, Sauron.
I encourage you to sell that as fast as you can.
Done.
Why? Why?
She's like, if people find that on you, you could be executed.
What is it?
Makes sense.
She's like,
perception.
She said it's like a armband that's worn by some of the noble houses, some of their wizards. Obviously, I mean the wizards.
Okay, then in deference to her, I'll just give it I don't have trouble.
How about this?
No, she's like, she goes, no, like it's clear she doesn't want. She's like, take this and sell it. She's like, and do it quickly.
Okay, we'll sell all of them but one, and we'll put it in a pouch labeled evidence. So that if it is found on us, they're like, oh, it's evidence. Apparently,
give me an insight check.
Oh, dibs.
Oh, I was gonna say
everybody. Go ahead.
Damn.
Okay.
10.
If this doesn't work, I can use my dependability.
It's not that important.
25.
Yeah, you realize that, like, she's clearly there's some sort of. I mean, you guys know what it is, but you're able. You have no doubt that her insistence on like sell it is she realizes, oh shit, some of my people were there. If you guys get rid of all the evidence, she can deny it.
Not all of it.
Yeah. She doesn't know that.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, just sell it. Sell it quickly.
We'll keep one or two.
Yeah.
In a bag labeled evidence.
Yeah. She even says, she's like, there's a merchant named so-and-so. He pays top dollars for those gemstones.
Done. And we're like, let's go.
Keep one. Yeah.
It's a go.
Okay, so you can tell, like, Hoshtar sort of recognizes it as well. Like, he know, like, obviously you guys told him that her house was there, so when he sees this, he saw a few of these on the bodies, so he was like, he knows what's up. You know, this is all supporting your story that you sold him last week. So she's like, this is taking us off topic, though. She's like, we need to decide, are we exterminating the Council of Spiders?
Nope.
No.
Are we supporting the priestesses? Like, what are we?
No.
And Ashtar is all like, you know, maybe the House of Council of Spiders just needs the proper leadership, you know?
Yes.
Maybe if I was to try and join this group, you know, I could, using my influence.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No males on the Council of Spiders.
No, the Council of Spiders is the rogue group. That's a secret society.
So this is what we do. We let him join, and then we blackmail him.
Dude, he owes us. He owes us.
I like that idea.
I
like that idea.
We will expose him.
There it is. There you go.
We'll expose his family.
We'll expose his mama.
Now you realize that the priestess is
naked,
like,
pictures you took.
She's having none of this. But what you would know.
We're not talking about blackmail out loud.
No. Just the whole.
Clearly, we're really sticking.
No.
Diplomacy check.
when Hashtag brings up just the idea of, you know, The council spiders can be used as a tool, and if they've got the proper direction, she's like, absolutely not. She's refusing. You would know from before that like her house is very much, Law said this, we're doing it. And like, if Law said, jump off the cliff, they'd jump off the cliff. They wouldn't hesitate.
Lemming style?
They're fanatical. Fanatical? They're fanatics. And very much tied to the whole faith of Law, the word of Law. And you figure that any argument that is going to try and win her over, that would more than likely need to go down that path. You need to be able to make an argument that's going to appeal to her faith.
Can I make a suggestion? I'm not going to say that loud again first. Basically say, like, the word of Law is that the demon weave be woven. So
she's all for that. She's
I'm saying, like, perhaps it would be best if you had an ally heading this opposing course, so that if anything does happen, you know it first. And the word of Law was to have it happen. And if you have someone on the inside, you know if anything that will go against Law.
Law works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Well, the Council Spiders wants the demon weave. That part she's on board with. It's the fact that they think that once this weave's in place, they're going to get political power, that she's like,
Well, that's why I'm saying, well, if you have an ally here, have this ally lead up the council.
She's like, this council is all upstarts, and she's like, Law's will be done regardless if they're there or not.
Again, that was a suggestion. I was just seeing if they were all right with that.
You're going to do this. If it works, she can take credit as the prophet of Loth or whatever.
If what works?
Sorry?
If what works?
If our...
The Council of Spiders.
If the Council of Spiders thing works out, she can take credit as the Oracle of Loth.
Basically, the council is all about getting the men on the ruling council. It has nothing to do with the demon weave. That's happening. They're just there. They're using this as an opportunity.
But this is all political.
Yeah.
And if it fails... She has plausible deniability, or plausible...
She wants it to fail. She wants them. If they succeed, the priests will lose power.
We're
going
to convince her that there's a reason for it to succeed, that is advantageous to her.
Yeah. I mean, lie your ass off, but...
Further her standing as... Like, she can play it up as a, she's this great oracle of Loth, that Loth speaks through her, and yada yada, and Loth wants to use the men as pawns in her grand scheme.
Let the men have their fun. Just because they're on the council doesn't mean they have to have a voice.
Give me a diplomacy check.
No, Naomi said that.
No, give me a diplomacy check.
Shit.
They're,
Give me a 10.
What?
Give me a 10. It's a 6. So that would be a 13. So unless you can get... Okay, really? Okay.
And I back him up.
Okay.
I back his butt twice up.
Yeah.
At 21.
So she does like the idea that if a council is to proceed, and even if they do think they have a victory, that, you know... It might almost be worth the for the females to sort of go through the motions.
That's kind of what I was getting at. Like, just kind of use them as...
Yeah.
Let them think they're having their way, but...
The truth of the matter is...
That's the what?
The lid, the chip's lid.
Damn.
Wait, it's 4-4?
Well, Hoshtar seems pretty upset about this idea. He's like, whoa.
Because I'm the dude, so I'm like hand signing, like, dude.
Yeah.
Got this.
Chill it.
Yeah.
We're letting them think that they're letting them think.
Yeah, he's like, I may be a male, and I may be a wizard, but he's like, I have a certain amount of pride. He's like, I've been taught to respect Loth, and I've done nothing but respect Loth my entire life. I know my place, and if Loth decrees that the men should have power, then we should do what she says. And the chick's like, yeah, you know what you're talking about. Like, they start getting into it some more.
And then we're gonna have to diplomatize him.
I'm gonna say it's a step in the direction that you want. Just if you're there, they may not listen to you at first, but you can just talk your head off. And who knows, in the future, might be willing to listen if you talk hard enough and talk long enough.
It's politics, Inception style.
basically I'm saying, like, yeah, you could do that, but, like, hey, if you're on there and they don't listen to you, talk anyways, because who knows, after a while, they could do it. I don't believe, I honestly don't believe this, but I'm saying, like, hey, if you talk, if the male talks often enough, because he'll probably just get killed anyways.
We can kill, good news.
So,
that's funny, because it's true.
Well, I'm gonna do a bluff on that. Like, basically say, like, hey, if you're on there, you can talk all you want, and eventually maybe somebody will listen, and you'll finally get the respect you deserve. So, like,
nobody's gonna believe that, but
have a word or be silenced forever.
Yeah. Let's see how convincing we can be.
He's not having any of that. 14.
Dependability.
Okay, so then, okay, 21 then.
Yeah, it's still pretty far-fetched. He's...
Aww.
It's unlikely that he's gonna,
What, really? Like, hey, if he's on the council, even if they don't listen to in the beginning, he can talk and talk and talk until they get to listen.
He doesn't believe that the priestesses will ever let the males on the council.
Well, then I ask her, like, hey, would you accept this male as a figurehead for the council of fighters if he was able to join them? I'll ask her. Like, no.
She's like, not a chance.
But she was...
She's like, Lost Will won't... She's like, nothing in Lost, in the way of Loth would indicate under any circumstances that the males would come close to the powers of the females. She's like, the demon weave, she's like, the men assume that the demon weave will elevate the male status so that they, because they're the wizards. She's like, what I think, or well, not what she's like, you know, who's to say that this won't see a shift and you'd have the women becoming the head wizards now. Like, the men assume that the females will stay out of the arcane arts, but there's no reason to believe they would if Lolth suddenly has the arcane power.
Like I said, like, basically I had said before, this guy would just be a figurehead, and I'm saying, like, I said,
yeah, he's not, anytime you keep calling figurehead,
no,
it's like,
no,
I'm not a figurehead!
No, that's what I was saying.
Diplomacy has failed, kill her!
This is what I have said, like, previously. I said, basically to her, he'd be a figurehead, and then says, even if you're a figurehead, you're there, you'll have the chance to talk. So I'm just saying to her, he'll be there, but he'll have no power. I'll say, you'll have no power, but you'll have the opportunity to speak.
Even as a figurehead.
I'm basically saying, compromise between the two. The guy won't have any power to begin with, but he'll be able to talk.
But he'll be in a great position to... garner and intelligence and information.
Hashtar starts, he's able to manipulate the conversation in such a way that it supports what Chris is presenting, but it only seems to be that he's wrapping it around the idea of supporting the Council of Spiders to do it, which the Priestess was not wild about, but that's sort of Zaloran's position has been that, you know, Council Spiders might be, like, extreme, but what they're asking for isn't unreasonable. So Hashtar keeps sort of bringing it around to, look, if there's already a glowing support for this group, the best thing to do is nurture that group and move them in the right direction. And if that means moving them towards the way of law, then, you know, he's trying to convince the priestess as well that this is the way to go.
Okay. Again, this is, I'm asking
the group
first.
It's all good and blah blah blah.
So fight double block on one of these.
You need to support him with the 21. Diplomacy.
And basically, we're kind of dangling the bracelet in like, well, not literally dangling the bracelet in front of her face, but saying, like, yeah, you don't have very much mojo right here right now.
If you make any indication to her that you know what that is, that would be bad for you.
Okay, never mind.
You would be a student enough to realize it. Basically, what the thing says here is, depending on how the conversations go out, the event expects there are six most likely outcomes to this discussion. So I'll read you these six outcomes, and you tell me which one you think you're working most towards, because I sort of think I see where you're going here. But so there's support the Defiant priestesses, and if that means war, so be it. So these are the priestesses that are like, you know, kill all the men. Men
no,
suck.
No.
No, we weren't doing that.
That's number one. Number two is try to... How is this different? Oh, support the priestesses. Then there's try and exterminate the priestesses.
Yes!
Yes!
Which would definitely start a war. Number three is support the Council of Spiders, which will most likely be war, mean war. And this is how Saloran's initial proposal. This is the way Hashtar is supporting. Number four is try to exterminate the Council of Spiders. Unfortunately, to do that, again, the Council Spiders has got a strong enough foothold now that doing, in order to take them out, there would be evidence that other houses have been involved, and that would again present war, which is part of what Roquelar is like. If there's going to be a war, we're getting House Valarin right in the thick of it, which is why he had you plant all that stuff. Number five is pursue the spinning of the Demon Weave without the support of male representation on the council, which is pretty much the priestess's support. She's like, Lolth wants Demon Weave, we make Demon Weave, screw your men. Literally and figuratively. And number six is just remain neutral and committed as long as possible. But even if that's the, it says like, this is the one that you should, the DM should try and work the party away from that one. It's possible for different.
Let's just say neutral, guys.
Yeah.
We were either between either four or six, somewhere in between that.
Not the bad.
No.
No, five.
You mean support the Council of Spiders or pursue the spinning of the Demon Weave without the support of male representation on the council?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they call the Bolt Council because it can be confusing.
What about the one that my secret objective was tied to?
Which was just getting the gems on, and he said, well, he'll back whatever, he'll back our play. And I was trying to get them.
Yeah, Roquelar is pretty neutral on this. If you were, if there was no Brigadier at the party, in the party, he's the easiest one to convince.
Okay, no, basically, because basically what I, like, I'm not saying this again out loud. What I basically wanted to do was have hashtag put on the Council of Spiders as their, like, as a head or whatever, and then he'd be on the council, but then we could blackmail him and get him to do whatever we want.
Yeah, unless you can convince him otherwise, he plans on finding the Council of Spiders and inserting himself into it.
Yeah.
That's sort of where he's been going with his argument.
And then
let's do
like,
that.
Okay, she's been saying, like, the Council of Spiders is nothing but trouble, we need to get rid of that.
And so,
from we the can sounds, use them.
She's full of poop.
From the sounds of it, she's the one you've got to convince. Like, Roquelar is just standing back, and he's just nodding politely, and he's already saying he'll back you. And House Valarin is saying that, you know, the Council of Spiders can be used as a, you know, they can try and gain control of the council from the inside and then direct them wherever they need to be.
Let's do that.
And she's not on board, but you can try and convince her.
Can we try to convince her to put hashtag on the Council of Spiders?
No, she's not. It's not that so much as you need to convince her of a good reason to keep the Council of Spiders going. Like her unwavering idea is Council of Spiders is just trouble. Get rid of them. Period.
Okay. How about this? Again, just a suggestion before I say it. It'll take time to train female wizards. We need so that what we need to do is have. The males can stay until there's I'm not saying this out loud, but we could say it to her, or Naomi could say it to her. It'll take time to train female wizards, so the males can stay until they're in power. That gives them their little glimmer of light of being on the council. But once they're not needed anymore, they go back to where they belong.
So,
but no. But
the challenge you have with that argument is that will start to win her over, but that will you'll lose the support of hashtag.
No, because what's going to happen is me and
Adam
are going to both distract him while Naomi is talking to the cleric.
Well, the cleric and hashtag will compare notes afterwards. They have to be on the same page before they leave. So promising them different things and then anticipating that they're not going to talk to each other about it is not going to work.
Okay, then.
You got to pick one or the other.
Okay. Well, she obviously recognizes hand size, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then Naomi, you just talk. What you do is talk what we've been saying so far, but then hand sign like this with your head back turned to hashtag. So basically, she's like, don't tell him, but basically, let them have their fun until we've got female wizards with a level of power, and then put the men back where they belong. So you have your back turned to hashtag.
You realize you'll have a substantial bonus in anything you talk to her about. She's most likely to listen to you as a female priest over anybody else.
What he said, and I rolled an 18, and my diplomacy is a plus 10. So I have 28.
Okay, so what was...
I have sucked.
What was the idea here? This was agree to put them on the council, but basically treat them like patsies until you get someone who can step in?
Yeah, until female wizards come up. But basically, she was hand-signing this with her back turned to hashtag. She was talking, saying what we've been saying all this time, and then it's been saying, like, go along with it, like once we have female wizards, drop the males back on their behinds, basically.
Do you have any feelings one way or the other?
Not really.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that there's going to be some players that just, they don't have a horse in this race. It's like, I'll go wherever you point me.
Hey, I got I've got divinity now.
Okay. Yeah, that pretty much would work. She's certainly duplicitous, and she's like, you figure that she's probably a little bit concerned that that if her house has some involvement with the Council of Spiders, as the jewelry has indicated, she obviously wants to find out more about that, and it would make sense that she might have some initial concern that Hoshtar would be able to use that information either against her or against her house. But for now, she knows that in order to, it's in everyone's best interest for all these groups to leave this room on the same page. And you basically, you've come up with a way to for her to at least do that. So, okay, so what happens here?
I get more worth for being so amazing.
So the leaders come up with a plan, they converse, and then agree to return to their houses and masters to make agreements and preparations for whatever lies ahead. They urge you to do the same. Whatever happens next, life begins at random, will never be the same, and the characters get an extended rest and experience points.
I thought my deck was good at EVV.
I honestly doubt that you guys are just going to kill it.
Now we're level 6.
Yeah, let's stop this.